you say daddy in recovery?
Daddy in recovery.
So this segment right here, the one with poetry, was pretty much just that. It's going to be me reading off any and every poem that I find out there that somehow connects, relates, embodies the emotional roller coaster that is recovery. And I definitely would love your suggestions, original work, anything you got for me. Please email me directly, KennyBinRecovery, all one word, @gmail.com. So open up your ear holes and burn this into your brain. This is Kenny B in Recovery, the one with the poetry. The telltale bottle. Empty bottles spread throughout, hoping their secrets won't grow roots and try to sprout. Like the skeletons in my closet, they too are the little secrets that I'm hoping you never find out. Yet no matter how hard you try to keep it, the problem with a secret like misery company, they need it. So one becomes more, then more becomes more. So far gone, they barely resemble the ones that came before. Of this addiction, the only tangible presence are those goddamn bottles. I can't even seem to find them anymore. Buried deep within the emotional catacombs, all those skeletons, all those bones, only competing with the likes of H.H. Holmes. They are waiting to talk, waiting to speak, waiting to share the secrets that I need them to keep. Fuck, they're on to me. Yo, I must get rid of them, no trace, because they carry a truth that today I'm just not ready to face. So for this poem, I dug deep into my own personal journals. And side note, journals for me are a very weird compulsion. I have probably about 30 journals in all shapes and sizes. Some are full, but most are barely used. And if I had to guess, each one represents this attempt to get closer to this romantic idea that I'm some sort of troubled artist, man, and I just need the right canvas, you know? And like somehow just the act of purchasing one would automatically kickstart some renaissance of creativity. So I'm sure you can see the horrible engineering in that train of thought, and it's definitely a flawed idea that I carried ever so deep into my addiction. Out of the hundreds of writings that were all deep and meaningful in the moment, most were forgetful, pretentious dribble by the time I got sober. This was one of the few that still made sense. It's called The Telltale Bottle, and before I start getting your weird comments, yes, it was inspired by my favorite writer, Edgar Allan Poe, who was a true troubled addict and artist in his own right. While I was living the emotionally draining life of a functioning alcoholic, I found myself hoarding those empty bottles, you know, those bottles that I could have easily thrown away in the moment, but I kept hidden in every available place that would harbor these plastic refugees. And well, I would like to say I was just lazy for not getting rid of the evidence. In hindsight, I feel it was like my unconscious mind's way to torture me for my choices. For even when I was able to momentarily forget about that part of me, those bottles screamed out to me as a reminder. So just as the main protagonist in Poe's Telltale Heart was driven to madness by the deceased body that lay below the floorboards, so too was I by those bottles. And I know as addicts, we all have some sort of metaphorical dead bodies that may still reside in some part of our lives. And if you're interested in the H.H. Holmes reference, please check out Aaron Mankey's Lore podcast. Again, please check out Aaron Mankey's Lore podcast. This is my absolute favorite podcast of all time and is the one that actually inspired me to attempt my own. Aaron is one of the great storytellers of our generation, so please check him out, follow him. And the episode about H.H. Holmes is episode 10, Steam and Gas, and you might want to leave the lights on for it. So here is The Telltale Bottle by Kenny B. The Telltale Bottle. Empty bottles spread throughout, hoping their secrets won't grow roots and try to sprout. Like the skeletons in my closet, they too are the little secrets that I'm hoping you never find out. Yet no matter how hard you try to keep it, the problem with a secret like misery company, they need it. So one becomes more, then more becomes more. So far gone, they barely resemble the ones that came before. Of this addiction, the only tangible presence are those goddamn bottles. I can't even seem to find them anymore. Buried deep within the emotional catacombs, all those skeletons, all those bones, only competing with the likes of H.H. Holmes. They are waiting to talk, waiting to speak, waiting to share the secrets that I need them to keep. Fuck, they're on to me. Yo, I must get rid of them, no trace, because they carry a truth that today I'm just not ready to face. So until next time, stay hopeful, stay beautiful. I'm Kenny B, and I'm in recovery.